Okay, welcome back here to Senior Talk Radio at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. I'm John Ryan, your host. My co-host today is Sabina Miller, and thank God she's alive, and everybody knows it, that she's here.
Good morning and good listening.
And we have with us Lisa Gans, who is now going to talk about, who we've been talking about, drug and alcohol addiction, abuse, binging, etc. And the reason we have Lisa here is because of the organization she's involved with. So what I would actually like the listeners to understand more about LICAD, what it does, what it offers to the community.
Sure. So LICAD stands for Long Island Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence, the longest title in the history of not-for-profit. So what we do is we are a not-for-profit agency. We've been servicing Long Island for 59 years.
Really?
Which is a pretty long time.
Wow.
So we're in Nassau and we're in Suffolk County. And our primary mission is to help individuals and families who are struggling with substance use and related issues. So we do, we're not a treatment center, right? So if someone needs treatment for substance use disorder, we will help them get into treatment. You know, the system, the healthcare system, I'm sure we all know, is not easy to navigate sometimes. So we act as the kind of the advocate to help people get where they need. There are different levels of treatment, so we kind of figure that out with people before they just jump into a treatment center and maybe it's not appropriate.
Right.
We also do, for every service we offer individuals who are struggling, we mirror for families. Because we know it is a family disease, meaning that everyone is affected. It's not just the person who's using, but the entire family. So we do brief counseling for people. We try to and motivate them to accept referrals to treatment if that's what they need.
Okay.
Or we provide, you know, education in-house around substance use.
So you're the first step.
We're the first step.
Okay.
That's great. We are the first step, and a lot of times people don't know where to go. You know, it's just like, I know some guy who has a problem, and I don't know what to do about it. We're the place to call. We're like the first stop, and we'll direct
for anybody, the person who himself
anybody.
Or a family member who says, I'd like to try, or a neighbor says, I'd like to figure out something to get some help.
But it seems to me it's really the most important one, you know. They have to go through the door, and you're the one who shows them where the doorknob is.
Yes, exactly. And we help them through the whole process. You know, once they're engaged with us, they're always invited back. We don't take insurance. We work sliding scale, and nobody's turned away for lack of payment. You know, our founding fathers wanted us to be have an open door policy to anybody that needs information or assistance. So we didn't want to be limited by insurance or anything like
right,
that.
Okay.
So everybody's welcome, whether it's a person struggling or, I mean, for the most part, most of our calls are family members. You know, I'm really concerned
right,
about my son. I'm really concerned about my grandfather,
my mother. How do people know about you, and how do people get in touch with you? How do they know how to find you?
Sure. So, you know, a lot of how we grew was word of mouth, because what we were doing was effective and helpful. And we have a website, of course, which is LICAD.org, which is LICAD.org. You can reach us by phone as well. Our executive office is in Mineola, 516-747-2606. And we also have a satellite in, or another office rather, in Ronkonkoma.
Terrific.
Which is 631-979-1700.
Actually, the best information to give people listening, 311. Call
great.
The 311 and we will direct you to LICAD. I mean, if you took this number
Absolutely.
Down, if you're sitting at home, it's 516-747-2606.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have a pen handy, everybody knows
sure.
the 311 and LICAD is part
yes.
of the Project Independent System, and we would direct you, you know, immediately to that number. I mean, to those people.
Right.
I know there's a program coming up.
Yes. We work very closely with coalitions across Long Island and other agencies across Long Island. You know, if we're trying to fight an epidemic, which we're really facing here around prescription drugs, we work together. That's the best way to
do
it. So Manhasset CASA, we've worked with very closely for a number of years, and they're doing a take-back event tomorrow, which means if you have medications that are old or expired or you're not going to use – please don't flush them down the toilet, because that could, you know, pollute the water and have another negative effect. But we do want you to get rid of them, because there are a lot of people struggling with prescription drug abuse. So we want you to get rid of them in a safe way. And that's what take back events are all about. So it's at, where's the
North Hempstead Beach Park, from 9:30 to 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Yep.
And really, this is so important because if your drugs have expired, they're not going to serve you any purpose.
Right.
But especially for a parent or a grandparent, you know, a child comes along and thinks it's candy, it's a cute color, and next thing there's three of them in their mouth and they're swallowed.
Sure.
And then, again, consequences. We mentioned it earlier. Then you feel terrible. God forbid something happens to a child because you were irresponsible. And you wouldn't take the drug in the first place. If it's an active drug that you're taking, you keep it on a good shelf or a tall shelf, rather, and you take it. Once it's over, it's you know, why have something for 2 years in the shelf?
Right. You know, the thing your dentist gave you that you never used.
Right, I agree.
So, you know, on top of that, you bring up a good point, too, that it's not just about seniors and their use, but the issues that young people are facing that maybe their grandchildren or children are dealing with as well. And we know grandparents play such an important role in the growing up of children today. So it's really important, too, to have this information to share with children. You know, the Long Island's currently in an epidemic, I said before, on prescription drugs. We have about one overdose that's fatal a day.
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And it's mostly young people. But, you know, it's so important that families and grandparents as well get involved in this and the health and wellness of their grandchildren.
Well, you know, I'm just thinking, you get 30 pills and now you can get like a 90-day thing, I think.
I get 90 days.
You get 90 days. So you're not counting them. So two or three missing out of 90 on a bottle, you won't know until you say, I think I'm short, but that's the end of 90 days. They're still going to renew it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right, you don't pay attention to that. So, I mean, you have a grandson or granddaughter. Takes a couple from you and a couple from this one and mixes them up and, you know,
right.
With
actually,
a bottle of beer or something and they got, you know.
You mm-hmm.
I had called my doctor. I had an accident and I needed oxycodone and I called him and I said, I just want you to know I have a prescription in the medicine chest. It's 2.5 years old. It was for 30 pills. There are 27 left after 2.5 years. Had an accident. Can I, you know, take them or not? And I said, are they still good? He said, you could go to any high school, sell them for $50 a piece.
Oh,
I said, no, I'm out of business. But, you know, you should go through your medicine chest periodically and say, I haven't taken this in 6 months, 3 months, you know, boom.
Right, if it's
over.
Here. And it's programs like this.
Yes.
That really should bring this to people's attention. I mean, on Saturday, you're driving around. This will take somebody 5 minutes to turn, go into the park, and drop off their pills.
And
you've done
something
for yourself and your family.
And quite frankly, the community at large. You know, sometimes it's not necessarily even your family, but the guy working on your house. You know, the your granddaughter's friend, you know, who might be going through stuff.
The
so it's really
washer,
just
the cleaning lady.
No, yeah.
So it's just good all around for your own protection, for the protection of your family and others.
Just this is way off. We just started watching, my wife and I, Mad Men.
We've
never seen it. I mean, going back to day one.
Mm-hmm.
All they do is drink.
Yeah.
They have made drinking. It's like it's the most 9 o'clock in the morning. You hear? Got a phone call? Oh, give me a drink. They got bottle. They have bars in every office.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just so, you know, part of life. That and cigarettes.
Mm.
They have a cigarette in between each mouthful of food.
Right.
It's like, it's almost comical.
Yeah.
But then, I didn't live back then, so maybe that was what it was. I mean, two things that today are so destructive.
Right.
But it was popularized. It was made.
I mean, America has a long-standing history of drinking, you know.
Right, right.
We had Prohibition, which tried to tell people they couldn't drink, and people were willing to break the law to get alcohol.
Right, right, right.
So it's always had a place here. I think the way the world is changing and moving faster than ever before, and the way that, you know, everything is a competition, and, you know, everyone's being told, be the best, I think people are looking for a way to feel better. And alcohol, in short term, masks fear. You know, we can go out, and most people, you know, shouldn't dance, but after a couple, like, they do. And, you know, suddenly the girls can talk to the guys can talk to the girls, because I don't fear being judged, I don't fear this.
It's whiskey courage.
Right, liquid courage.
Right, right, right.
But that only works in the short term. Long term, you know, the consequences of that, especially
right,
young people, and as people get older, if that's the only way we know how to socialize.
Plus, it's expensive.
Very, yep.
Right, but that's something on Long Island nobody seems to care about. That doesn't deter anybody.
They find a way.
Yeah, you know, whether it's paid for or it's stolen, but that's another issue altogether. Just a reminder, it's 9:30 this Saturday, tomorrow actually, from 9:30 to 3 o'clock at North Hempstead Beach Park. Just bring it. And thing is, all these things, there's no questions asked.
No.
You just bring your bottles of whatever it is. If they're mixed together,
you
just
can call LICAT and be anonymous. You don't have to give us your information.
I would like to mention something else. I'm obviously neurotic. I don't know if you can tell it looking at me. But when I finish the pills and put the pill bottle in the garbage, it has the prescription number, it has the name, it has the drugstore, it has what it is, and then it has three more refills. Mm. I wet it and take it off so nobody, if it falls out of the garbage, can pick it up and go to the drugstore.
Right,
or permanent marker. Definitely get rid of that stuff.
For everything, even for scamming and everything else. I think that's you don't put information out into the garbage pail because somebody could take it out. That's a whole different issue.
Absolutely.
And it's like always, the time flies here. Again, people can call the 311 number to get in touch with Lisa or anybody there. What is your title again? I know it's changed
from
what we said.
I'm the clinical program supervisor. So I oversee all the things that LICAD does clinically.
Okay.
So, and I also want to add, if you want more information about, tips for grandparents, there's a really great publication that CASA put out, Manhasset CASA, called The Power of Grandparents. And you can find that on Manhasset CASA's website, too. Gives you kind of tips of, well, how old, if they're this old, how do I talk to them? And if they're this old, how do I talk to them?
And
it's
the
great
important
resource.
Thing is, today, with so many kids working, your adult children, the grandparents are playing a much more important role.
Oh, yeah.
They're
absolutely
picking them up after the school. They're going a couple of nights a week to have dinner with them. Years ago, it wasn't. The wife usually was home. Mm-hmm. So
well,
it
the
is.
Grandparents live with the grown children.
So now it's a whole different world. Yeah. Lisa, I want to thank you so much. This
thank
was
you.
Wonderful. And I enjoyed seeing you again.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm sure we'll see each other again. And so we're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.